the shoulder of the road. The clover stand to honor the young that won't grow old. Every leaf is a reminder of a man we lost too soon. 8, 9, 11, and 22.
We shall move forward in dedication, ever remembering Scott, Trent, Chris, and Brent.
You got to realize that the whole team is sort of a family.
Lest we forget those young men we lost too soon. 8, 9, 11, and 22.
Gosh, it's hard to believe that it's been almost four decades since that tragic 1986 Swift Current Broncos bus crash that claimed the lives of four young players, forever changed the community and a province. And now a new documentary has been released. It's called Sideways. It revisits the tragedy and the people who lived through it. The film is produced by Shane Putzlocker, a Saskatchewan-born filmmaker, producer with Trilight Entertainment, who has spent over a decade working on and pushing this story. Sideways gives a voice to those who have carried the weight of that day. And there is a lot of weight that comes with a tragedy like this. It shows how the community continues to move forward. Shane is joining us by phone today to talk about it. Shane Putzlocker, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So where did you get the passion to take this story and make a documentary out of it called Sideways?
I'll try to make it as short as I can, but there was a book written in 2012, I think, by Lisa Culp and Bob Wilkin and Greg Jernan called Sudden Death. And they reached out to me over Christmas and asked if I would be interested in optioning it to make it a movie. Being from Regina, knowing with, of course, you know, when they were coming to play the Pats, I think I was 8 or 9 years old at that time. And so I was excited to get on board to try to make it a movie. It's been hard to make it a movie. I wanted to tell a story that had nothing to do with, you know, the sexual abuse of Graham James, about these kids that came from all over Western Canada that, you know, were all stars pretty much. And what they could have done and what they could have went on with their lives would have been, you know, pretty monumental. And to see a community go through this sorrow and the sadness, for them to come back and make the playoffs that year, it was definitely a story that you want to jump out of your seat and watch. So
you know,
that's where the genesis of it came from.
The Swift Current Broncos bus crash in 1986 is one that will, like tragically, the Humboldt bus crash is one that people will remember forever. I can only imagine, Shane, that it was tough telling the story in a way that balances the trauma and the grief from the crash with also themes of resilience and healing. Can you talk a bit about how you strove to find that balance in your work?
I think, we didn't know how to do that for a long time because there is so much sadness and there's so much anger and there's so much hostility towards, you know, Graham and what happened in that town and the community. So I think we were lucky enough to have Bob is our key subject, Bob Wilkie, who, you know, if it wasn't for him turning his life around and being able to follow his story from, you know, being a screw up in the NHL and messing up every opportunity he had to see where he came to now by understanding, owning what he did, you know, starting his own mental health organization and just how much, just to see how much he's helping other people now. That was the only way we could really steer this towards, you know, some sort of happy ending.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the challenges? Maybe just the ups and downs that you faced putting together this documentary, because I can imagine it would be for many people reliving very traumatic memories. And in some cases, because it's been so many years, there was, I'm sure, challenges there. What was the process like?
I think every door that could be shut in my face was probably shut. You know, I think as any producer in Canada, you want to make something that's culturally significant and has some sort of legacy. So really trying to, you know, get the Broncos organization on board. And that took a long time, you know, because they were weary about letting somebody come in and tell a story like this. You know, trying to get a broadcaster on board, you know, it was our distributor in Canada has been on really hard because nobody really wants to touch anything that had to do with Graham James. So, you know, finally, after years and years and years of being told no, I just said, forget it, I'm going to do it myself. So I financed it myself and we just here we are. And I think what we did with the end product, you know, I think everyone should be pretty proud of
it. It's absolutely amazing. It can be found at sidewaysdocumentary.ca. So it's available. In fact, just about to what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, you did the official release on it. What about the title, Sideways, Shane?
You know, it was tough to come up with the title, and I'm going to give all credit to Bob Wilkie, because when we figured out, you know, we had many titles going around, and one time it was even going to be, you know, what happened to you instead of what's wrong with you, what happened to you, and how you overcome your own tragedies. But Bob came up with, he goes, what about Sideways? I'm like, yep, perfect, let's do it, let's go with it. So Bob Wilkie gets all the credit for that.
Obviously, you did a lot of research. You knew this story very, very well. After now completing the documentary, What has changed for you? How do you view this tragedy any differently, or what came to light that caused you to view it under a bit of a different angle?
I think that's, probably don't have enough time on this call to get that full answer out of me, but in short, this is just a step in the process for me. I'm not done putting this movie together to do it, and I think that it's going to show people just how resilient the community was. One of the things that probably surprised me the most was we were in Swift Current and did a screening, and we had some of the families from the four boys come out, and none of them have ever met each other, you know? So there's so much sadness and so much healing that was done that weekend, and there's still so much left to do.
What do you hope people take from this documentary, Shane?
That, you know, was able to tell a story about, you know, everybody. The story was pushed under the rug because it was always about Graham or Sheldon or Theo or anything like that. And there was, you know, another 22 people on that bus that, you know, have a story and went through their own tragedies because of this and were never able to get mental health. So I think that is what we're doing. Bob and I are kind of kicked off a 40 city tour around Canada, showing this documentary and talking about mental health. And just like, if you can tear off that tape and talk about it, things are a lot better.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious, Shane Putzlocker is my guest, Canadian film producer with Trilight Entertainment. He produced the documentary Sideways, and again, you can find it at sidewaysdocumentary.ca. Is there a chance that this could move from documentary to actually being made into a movie? Is that a possibility?
100% possibility. I'm never going to stop until I do that. That's what the motivation was back in 2012 when I optioned the book, and I don't want to finish my career without making this a feature film.
Well, I highly recommend, if people have an opportunity to go on the website to take a look at the documentary. Shane, you've done some great work, and I really think you've done a great job for the families, for the communities that have been left grieving as a result of this tragedy. The way you told the story, so well done. So thank you for your work, and thanks for giving us a little bit of time today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope people just spread the word about this doc. It'd be amazing if everyone saw it. Thank you so much.
Shane Putzlocker is a Canadian film producer with Trilight Entertainment. The documentary is called Sideways, and again, you can watch it on the link. Just go onto the internet, sidewaysdocumentary.ca. And of course, this is the 1986 Swift Current Broncos bus crash that claimed the lives of four young players, forever changed the community, and something that, hard to believe, it's almost 40 years since that tragedy occurred. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.